Thank you.
No, he hasn't back there yet. Call this meeting to order at 6 o'clock. We're on time for a change. Approval of the minutes from April of 2019. We all read the minutes.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously.
Here.
Never have.
Here.
So our interesting gardeners, do you have anything to say to us today?
That's good.
So okay. The minutes will say free irrigation?
Yes. Yeah. Natural irrigation for your garden, right? Okay. New old business, youth grant program.
So briefly, Mr. Chair, took the language back that we worked on last month, consolidated everything, made the changes, and sent it over to Bill and Robert. They're working through some edits. Going to probably have to talk to Shannon a little bit to legal it up and everything, but expect we'll probably hear something next meeting. So, but okay. Robert would like to tell us probably during a staff report some good news specifically related to that.
Okay. I can't wait.
That's all I got.
Parks report.
Okay, so I'm first. Kind of awkward. So Claggett Creek, I went there last week, and the court is up, and it's fencing around it, so it's looking nice. There's still a pile of dirt there, so that's kind of it. But other than that, it's looking good. Grass is cut. It's been busy. Lots of people using it, especially during the sunny days. Especially the court, they're out there really early in the morning, like at 7 in the morning, they're already out there playing. So it's been kind of neat. And for Wallace House, you know, I haven't been there in a while. It's really close to my work. Last time I went there was probably like 3 or 4 months ago. And it was just, it's very small. There's not much to report there. And it's just like in a very like small little community area. So that's it. Short and simple.
Dylan.
He's not here.
Not here. 2 demerits for him. Me. Bear Park. The paving looks really nice out there. You got a lot of what I call sticky weed all over the place. I hate that stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. when are the lights going to go in out there? You going to put one in the middle or one at each end?
We haven't
thought about that.
Completely agreed to when that's going in.
Okay. So I also noticed that the...
Sorry.
I don't hear any.
Of course.
Train station Kaiser.
Okay,
there's
another person.
Train going right
by. Okay, so you come in Bear Road, and then there's the water tank, and then there's a fence, but there's a path around the fence.
Yep.
It's not graveled. Is that ours? Can we gravel that path?
We could.
Because it's just, I mean, you can see where people have been using it.
Yeah. It's kind of a path that the neighbors created. I suppose if we went and made it a significant path, then we would definitely want to make sure we keep it up perfectly for safety reasons.
Yeah, but it's all 12 feet. So why is there a fence between the two pieces of Bear Lane?
I believe that's because it's a dead-end street right there.
No, it goes across it. It's Bear Lane again on the other side.
Yeah, I understand, but you can't drive through it, correct?
Well, not unless you got a motorcycle, yes.
I'm not sure.
All right, Ben Miller Park. Be nice if we get rid of that cherry tree stump.
Yeah.
Dynamite.
Well.
Okay, Donna suggests dynamite, and she'll blow it for you.
I have a volunteer who's volunteered to do that, so I'll be reaching out to him soon.
And I'm going to bring up the need of a parking strip right there in the ditch. It'd be nice if we had some gravel there so you could actually park a car other than in the street. And I know it'll get done when it gets done.
Yeah.
That's a.
I need to work with stormwater in the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Need some perk pipe or something.
Outside of our boundary there.
Because that's there's a lot of water that flows down that street in particular. I know when we've gone down there for projects in that little ditch and that tree line, there's a lot of water that flows that. So you might be running into some issues of debris going down to the creek along that fence line and everything.
When
too.
It rains, you know, I almost got my four-wheel drive truck stuck in there.
Whoa. Don't drive in the ditch.
There was no else place to park. I would like to add one thing to Wallace House. Mm-hmm. The playground surface seems to be weathering poorly. It's separating at the joints.
It's been like that for quite a few years. We've contemplated on adding the new type of surface they have, because when that one went in, that was about 10, 11 years ago now. That was the, I'll say, the first design of that material. Now they've come out with a half-inch layer of a more dense top layer that we have at the Big Toy and at Meadows Park. The problem is then the curbing wouldn't be high enough. Mm-hmm. So I think our plan is to try to get as much life out of that as we can and then probably just have it all completely redone at some point.
Okay. And I noticed the youth are climbing on top the main structure and the roof.
They did that the second day it was built, unfortunately, and they've been doing it ever since.
I don't know how much longer that roof's going to last.
Climbing on things they shouldn't climb on, I would...
You'd be surprised.
Bikes.
Like the birds.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
All right, so I didn't get out to sunset. Northview looks good. You know, I actually went today, and with the rain, there was no usage, so... That's all I got.
Okay. Wayne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The soccer field at Country Glen Park is up and running. A few weeks ago, I put the goalpost up, and then on like April 27th, I painted the lines on the soccer field. The goalposts are getting weathered, and I'm going to be looking to replace them at some point. This will be their third year. We started in 2017. I think I can use them this year, but sometime I do want to replace the soccer goalpost with something of a higher quality than what I initially purchased. The ones we have are made out of PVC pipe, and they're portable, but they are weathering. Okay. Hidden Creek looks good. The tree rounds have been removed from the fallen tree, and the tree's been, fallen tree's gone. The tree rounds are gone. I think that's all I have.
Okay. So who's doing the inventory of area park bike racks?
Wait.
Oh, Wayne.
Okay. Hi. I'm also on the Parks Committee. Oh, wait, this is Parks. I'm on Traffic Safety Committee.
Whichever.
Okay. For Traffic Safety Committee, I've started a bike rack inventory for all of the schools. And what I would like to do is do a bike rack inventory for all of the parks. And I've got some forms that we can use with... some standard questions. Is it covered? Is it fenced? Is it on concrete? What type of bike rack is it? Is it a modern bike rack, or is it one of the toaster type bike racks where you just put the front wheel in? And so what I'm going to be looking for is some help to do some bike rack inventory of all the parks. We thought it would be a good idea for the schools, and we thought it would be a good idea to do the same thing for the parks. So I can get that form to Debbie and then have her forward it. And Robert, question?
Yeah, is there a preferred bike rack style that your crew of people that you deal with on a regular basis prefer?
Probably what we have out front of this building would be the best possible model. There's the wave type at Claggett Creek Middle School is an excellent example of a wave type.
Okay.
What I learned when I did a bicycle inventory of the schools is most of them are using older bike rack styles. Some of them you can load from left and right, to double-sided, alternating, but they're not positioned correctly. And they're positioned against a wall. And then that negates half of the capacity. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it takes a lot of space to install a double-sided bike rack.
Yes.
I mean, you need a big, I mean, almost an area as large as mm-hmm. this right here.
Yes.
It's so not always easy to
yeah, if you have a double across. Side, then you should put it where it's accessible, mm-hmm. not next to a wall or a tree. Or
so the style that's here is the favorite?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's, I'm not sure what this style is called, a U-shaped, I believe. And then they have a wave shape that goes like this. Mm-hmm. Claggett Creek is an excellent example. Claggett Creek Middle School is an excellent example. McNary, not so good. some of the schools have a fenced-in area for bikes. Not all of them. And then they can be locked. But then for parks, you probably don't want to do that because you need access. But anyway, so I would just like to see if this committee could take a look at the bike racks at your designated parks and find out, you know, what type do they have? How many do they have? Are they covered? Probably not. None of the school parking bike racks were covered.
Would you be interested in having photos of the rack?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Email to you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That might help also.
Syra?
Yeah, so what do you do with this? What do you do with the information? Like, what's the purpose of taking inventory?
For the Traffic Safety Committee, we're going to use it for safe routes to school. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things. If we have better bike racks, we might be able to encourage more kids to ride their bike to school. And for parks, same thing. If we have good bike racks or some bike racks, then maybe we can encourage families and kids to go to parks and be able to secure their bike properly. You know, most of the bike racks are old style and really not the best way to lock a bike.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else on bike racks?
Okay. Did you want to speak to us? Okay. Well, we'll have a drum roll. It's now staff report time. It better be good for a drum roll.
Okay. Well, we've had some outstanding weather over the last 2 to 3 weeks, other than today. The rain came back finally. But that has really given our parks a jump start for the summer, I would say. The usage has just gone through the roof. Multiple times you go down to Kaiser Rapids, there's nowhere to park. All of our parks have seen a crazy amount of garbage that we've been trying to keep up with. Got a temp worker on Saturdays now to help keep up with some of that extra overflow garbage throughout the park system. One thing we were finally able to accomplish with the good weather was the dirt work at Willamette Manor Park up against the pathways. If you guys recall, there were some concerns about the path being a little higher than it used to be, and so we were able to get in there with that dry weather. We got some equipment that we otherwise were going to get stuck because of the soggy grass. We were able to get in there, get the dirt work done. We got it seeded today, so that's looking real nice in there. I think you guys heard, I got my email that we had the public meeting for the skate park a couple weeks ago, and that went really, really well. Had about, I think I counted 41 total people in the lobby that were heavily involved in conversation. We had multiple tables set up with design concepts. I didn't really see anybody in the meeting that wasn't involved. We had note cards. They could write their thoughts. I told them, whatever your thoughts are, good or bad, I want to hear them. And then we actually took the meeting from the lobby and we went back out to the skate park and put our eyes on certain details throughout the park. And the kids all, well, I say kids, there was adults there too that still skate, you know, into their 50s. So we had, yeah, seriously, we had an age group from 13 to 50-something that all use the park. It went really, really good. I was pleasantly surprised. I wasn't quite sure what type of outcome we were going to get from that, and it was a very, very good, productive meeting. So all of their comment cards were compiled into an email sent back to me recently. So we'll be looking at those closely and trying to make sure that we, you know, connect as many of those ideas and thoughts as we can into the rehab that we're going to be doing over on the two bowls and the half pipe area and throughout. So anyways, that was just an outstanding meeting. I was very, very pleased. I just want to formally thank everybody that came to that for coming and giving their opinion, because without them, I wouldn't exactly know, you know, how to proceed on some of those detail things, because I'm not a skateboarder or bicycler or scooter rider or whatever. So anyways, it was really good. The fitness stations that Jeff's been working on, they've been excavated both at Country Glen and Claggett Creek Park. And they're working on getting some install dates for those. It sounds like the fitness station that's going in at Claggett will probably arrive first, and then the one that's going in up at Country Glen will probably arrive second as far as shipments go. So the volunteers are working on those. Hopefully have that project all wrapped up by July 1st.
Wow.
That's the goal. And lastly, what Matt had mentioned earlier was the additional funding that you guys had asked for the grant program was approved at the budget committee. So
yeah,
that's good to go. So that's all I got.
Robert, I had one question.
Yeah.
About Kaiser Rapids Park.
Yes.
I was walking in Kaiser Rapids Park and I noticed two big trees were down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I went back and I noticed that those two big trees have been removed.
Yeah.
And the trail's clear. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks for sending me those pictures. That area, it's not an area we usually have problems. What happened was when the river came up, it actually entered into that park, if you guys don't know. It got so high that it actually came into the lower grass area of the amphitheater.
Wow.
Okay. So it flooded this area that Wayne's referring to. As the water exited, all the trees were growing their leaves. Crazy. And the first little wind we got, the ground was still so saturated that we had five trees just fall over back there in the forest.
Just gave up.
A couple of them crossed the path. So wow. Kind of had a big tangled mess of trees in there for a couple of days. So thanks, Wayne, for letting me know.
Thanks for cleaning
that
up.
Appreciate that.
Parks did a good job on that.
Other business? Yes, Mr. Lawyer.
So, follow up on the Claggett Creek Watershed Soggy Day 2.0 event. We held that on April 20th. It went really well. What none of us realized at the time when we planned the event that was Easter weekend. Mm-hmm. And so we were competing in events all over the city. And still had a good turnout, about 200, 250 people. Location was good. One of the things we're going to work on is signage and try to direct more folks down there. Towards the end, we recognized a lot of people thought we were having a private party, so they didn't even bother to come down. So really good event. This last Saturday, a student from Whitaker and McNary put together a plan to do a cleanup at the Kaiser Rotary Arboretum. We filled about 5 yards worth of debris from the base of the trees and got that dumped. So we did about a third of the trees, hoping to get in there and do some more, but that was a really fun project. Lastly, I've been associated with I'm going to screw the name up, but for the Kaiser Little League Long Range Planning Task Force.
Oy.
And that's probably not even the right way to say it, but did I say a park?
Kaiser Little League Park.
Kaiser Little League Park. Thank you.
Let me make an what Debbie said.
It does.
So it's been an interesting process. Haven't updated a lot on it, just simply because there was a lot of things that were very dynamic in it. We were really grateful on the outset to have Roland and Clint and some of the guys that put this thing together come and sort of share the history of the facility. And then we kind of, you know, got into some discussion about, you know, who did what and what does what and whatever. Ultimately, what it boiled down to is the group is moving towards what we're calling an operations and maintenance body. And what they're going to end up doing is creating a third entity that will be in charge of maintaining and operating the complex, the facility. Both organizations in Kaiser right now for youth baseball will be able to maintain their philosophy and the way they do things and play baseball the way they've always played baseball, and that's fine. The intent really is to create a long-term sustainable plan and sustainable body so that we don't run into scenarios again that we've run into in the last 15, 20 years. 15 years, really. Where you have organizations shifting because of, you know, one group got a contract versus the other. Anyways, we know the history. It's been a fantastic process. I think that both MYB and Kaiser Little League deserve a tremendous amount of appreciation and just, I mean, they've been amazing. This has been a healing process for those two organizations as much as it's been a fact-finding process to determine the path forward. It's gonna be pretty exciting. They're beta testing a couple of the ideas this summer in terms of creating a facilities board comprised of both organizations. They're gonna work to make sure the facility information is all collaborated on. But ultimately, sometime in the middle of the summer, we're gonna get together and actually flesh out the details of how this is gonna function a little bit more. And then hopefully by calendar year 20, we'll be ready to proceed with at least the first iteration of the new concept, recognizing that ultimately it might change a little bit. You know, we might realize some things halfway through the first year that just simply aren't right and are going to require some flexibility. But one of the big things they've been working on is coming up with a short-term list of needs and wants, right? So there's a distinct difference between a need and a want. And we're going to be partnering with the city. The really big piece that came out of it for me was, I think, the participation from the public works director and the city manager and letting these organizations know that the city is a willing and active participant in this process. And so when they need resources to ask, they actually borrowed one of the zero-G or zero-turn motors for a while. Unfortunately, it broke because of a manufacturer's defect. Then they got a backhoe here recently to do some maintenance and stuff like that. So it's been really good. They've been doing some great work. So more to follow on that. If you've got some ideas, you know, all the meetings are public. Clint has been to every single one of them. A pretty silent partner for the most part, but, you know, every once in a while he comes up with a gem and we all go, oh, yeah, don't forget Clint, you know, has some a lot of value to bring to it. But, you know, Roland, I know, was there for quite a few of the meetings and stuff. And so the beauty, I think the single most important thing, there's two pieces that are going to be involved. One is, as they move into this new era, is to catalog and record and celebrate the history of what that facility has been since inception. And I think that's really, really important to recognize where it came from and what all it's been able to accomplish up until now. And then the next piece is what I thought was going to be a more controversial issue with the two boards, which would be potentially renaming the facility, and that really wasn't that much of an issue. So that may even come down to a sponsor thing. You know, so for example, let's say Les Schwab decides they want to be the key associate sponsor for X amount of years, they could Les Schwab complex or whatever. We'll figure that out. But anyways, that's it for now. More to follow on that. But thank you for any input that I got from Clint and Roland and anybody else. And I know Ben and a bunch of guys that I've known. So it's been good. That's all I got.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I made a mistake and left the council report off of the agenda.
Say that again.
I made a mistake. I left the council report off the agenda. So we still need to get a report from Roland.
If before, you insist.
Before Roland, can I continue into the other
yes,
business?
Yes, do so, that.
Daryl Richardson sitting here in the audience. Him and Shirley lived here for how many years, Daryl? You lived in Kaiser?
This time around 52.
Wow. 52 years. So I just want to formally thank Daryl for everything he's done at Sunset Park. Sounds like they're probably going to be moving out of the Kaiser area in the near future. He's done an outstanding job. Let's just say this. In the 12 years I've been here, we've mowed Sunset Park, our parks crew, twice in 12 years. That's how many times he's mowed it. Wow. So you do the math, however many times you got to mow a park per week, per year, times 12 years. That's what I know of. And you've been mowing it for how many years prior to that? Okay, there you go. That's a lot of lawnmowers, a lot of blades, a lot of fuel that this guy's kicked in, a lot of time that he's devoted, yet alone the garbage and the limbs and putting the benches in and out and everything. It's outstanding. So I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, formally thank you, Daryl, for everything you've done. We're going to miss you guys. We're going to be mowing the park on our own again, and I don't even know.
Thinking about you every time.
I don't know what to think about that. But unless somebody outstanding moves in, takes your place, which, hey, that'd be awesome. But anyways, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Roland. Don't feel left out.
Okay, your score is 17-16. Blazers are down by 1 point.
Oh, now we got to go another half hour.
Plenty of time.
Seriously, there's a couple things I want to say. When you mentioned Daryl, you go back 12 years. I go probably about 25. The very first time, my first year as a city employee, many, many years ago, walked in the park, and you probably don't remember this, but we had our first conversation, and I thought this park was in good shape back then, and it still is. And all the work you've done year after year, I think my highlight was when we had to pull a deer out of the river there a couple times, remember? So, but anyway, Daryl has been amazing, and he'll be missed. He will be missed big time, so I had to get that through. Thank you.
We're going to sell our house, we're going to buy an RV, and I want to come back up to Oregon, Kaiser, and live in the RV, maybe at the Elk, and come in the RV, park. So we're not even...
You could be our host if you get an RV. You could be our host at Kaiser Rapids Park.
There you go.
No, but you could
put in a slab for you, Daryl.
Here we go.
Betcha.
Okay, we'll talk. We'll talk.
There you go. You make a great one, Daryl.
Put that down on your to-do list. We'll be calling.
I had to get that through. Okay, other things. Thursday is going to be the sponsors' lunch at 11:30 over at the tent, which is the big kickoff. Well, that's kind of like the kickoff, but it's an appreciation for the sponsors who help put our Kaiser Fest together, and that's going to be a nice event. I'll be there, and Clint, you'll be there, won't you? So, last year was a great turnout, and the food is always great, and those guys at the Hitching Post, they always bring some good food down there, so we always have plenty. And on the city business, I'm pretty much always going to say was promote our Kaiser Fest and stuff, but we have been working on some of our goals as far as talking about the future expansion and other issues involved in litigation as far as like the shooting and things like that. We'll update you on that. I'm not going to get into that right now. But I do want to do something that I normally never do because we have a young lady. I was contacted by a counselor here in Whitaker, and she was chosen as an All-American to play in a tournament, and she's not going to go, like they found out, because she can't afford it. So I just want to put it out there that if anybody can help, contact Pat Curran over at Whitaker Middle School. I know this sounds crazy, but this is our community, and I know we can help out. The young lady's name is Allie Martinez, and I really believe that, our community always comes together and helps out. So with that, I want to thank all you guys for all your hard work. Thank you very much.
Roland? Thank you, Roland.
Roland, is anybody starting a GoFundMe or anything?
Her parents don't know how to do that, but they have said that they didn't have money, and I know they're holding back on how much they need. So Pat and I put $100 each, and we thought we'd spread the word. And I know that we don't usually do this kind of stuff in our business, but Kaiser is different. We always help each other out, and I thought it would be something I'd put out there at the risk of signing out of line. But I really think it's not, because I believe our community is the kind of community that sticks up and helps this young lady. There's only 12 kids that were chosen for this, and one of them was from Kaiser. And it's a shame she can't go if she didn't have the funds. So that's where we're at on that. Enough about that.
We don't know what the costs are?
I'm sorry?
What are the total costs for her to attend? Do we know?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
The total cost?
Oh, no, I think we're like 500, 600 short still.
Okay.
But we're going to be okay. I mean, well, just, thank you very much.
When is the
cut off.
I forgot that part, very important. It's coming up really soon in June. I think it's the second week of June. I can't remember the dates, and right, I have an email. And, you know, when people call me and these things like that, you know, I usually go to Rotary. Our great groups around here, but I don't want to over, you know, there's a lot of things that need, you know, occasional people have to step up and help. And so
when you said All-American, what sport did you say it was?
Softball, girls softball. I'm sorry, he's kind of like.
No, yeah.
But I think she's a middle schooler, and so that would help a lot. If anybody knows anybody can help. Thank you very much. That's enough.
Thank you, Roland. Anything else?
I'm going to take Dylan's meeting.
She's going to take Dylan's place, reporting to council.
Because we switched, because he took mine last time, so I'll just
thank you,
his.
Donna.
Yeah.
Who does the next month after that?
I can tell you.
I'd like to trade with him if I can, because I need to do a report, and I thought I could do it all at the same time.
Oh, it's you.
It's me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Trade with yourself, Clint.
All right.
You should have bet on that horse.
Thanks.
Anything else?
Nope.
Stand adjourned at 6:32.
Nice.
Rip City.
Okay. Here's my thing.
Rip City.
Get the best. Kind of going fast.
23.
Yeah, we did.
I was so pleased at the way Denver, right?
Yeah.
They played. How well matched as a team.
Oh, yeah.
They played so close every game. It was hard fight. Yeah. I'm just going to.